The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Today, that Cards Packers finish. Pick! Yes, pick! Who do you blame? Also, game three tonight. I'm looking at X factors, Y factors, and Z factors. And Michigan, Michigan State. Finally, some love for the Midwest. Let's go! Happy Horn-a-ween in Plasma One. It's giant, it's slimy, it's got more legs than I can count, and it's wearing a hockey sweater. What are you?
Are you ready for some Squid Games?
Oh boy, in Plasma Two, we head to small town Pennsylvania, Delaware County to be precise, where we find Detective Sergeant Mayor of Easttown.
How long is this John gonna take? I've got places to go. Got to interview some people.
Plasma 3, always on the case. Plasma 3, is that a lab coat or a bathrobe? Very cozy looking, work from home Kyrie Irving.
That's a personal question, come on.
Of course it is. Plasma 4, fresh off a big Thursday night football win, it's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they asked me to host, I turned it down. I said, give it to my BFF. Pat McAfee or Frank Isola. That's the only guy in the media with half a brain.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go. I, of course, am Anthony Joseph Paul Reale, New Yorker by birth, Italian by the grace of God. Let's get to some football. The Packers handed the Cardinals their first loss of the year last night. A late interception on a Kyler Murray, AJ Green miscommunication sealed the deal for Green Bay. It would be great if we had an insider here, you know, help us figure out where this all went wrong. I'm looking. I don't see anyone. So let's start with Mayor. Mayor, you're on the case. AJ Green or Kyler, who's the guilty party here?
Tone, I watched that post-game media interviews with your media types, the media kime types, and if you want to get to the bottom of it, you got to ask better questions and get these guys in a room with me and I'd interrogate them and I'd figure out who it is. The other thing I know, Tone, is that sometimes good people can be really good people, you know, in your community, and they can do bad things in the heat of the moment, and that's what Kyler did.
Okay, Aaron, go ahead. Was this on the quarterback or the receiver?
I'm trying to think if I dated Mayor. She might be a little old for me, but I gotta try to remember that. You know, when you look at that game last night and you guys in the media said, I don't care. Guess what? I was just missing my three best receivers. I didn't care because I knew with my arm running the ball, I knew we would win this game. We ran the ball. Now, when we got close, I didn't score. That's because I wanted to put pressure on the other team's quarterback. And how about that play we made with our defense? You saw me on the sideline. I was getting ready to blame the defense and the front office for that loss, but we came through. And like I tell everyone, R-E-L-A-X, relax.
Relax.
Relax, we're fine, we're fine.
Kyrie, you look very relaxed at home. I'm sure you've got an opinion on this. Who should take responsibility and accountability for the choices that they made that led to this mess?
You know what? These are such crazy times we're living through in this world right now. Everything seems to be upside down. We need to be talking about bringing people together, not talking about dividing people. And you want me to make a choice here between Kyler and AJ Green. Who was at fault here? You know what? You're talking about people's jobs here. I'm not going to demonize them, and I'm not going to allow you to demonize me by trying to point out who was at fault here. They were both on the same page, and they both didn't come through. This is what happened.
Enough of the word salad from Kyrie. Kraken, we're depending on you to do some tentacle pointing. Green or Murray to blame?
Well, as a blue man, I have to speak as the old man and the sea monster. I don't think there's any probably fault applied to either one of those players, I blame the coach for the call there. You're not being throwing passes there. You're actually running the football so you can kick the field goal and get it into overtime at home. So I don't think either one of those players should be blamed for it. And in fact, I think the Cardinals should walk away from that game feeling very proud that they're still in great shape to win the division, be in the playoffs, and they proved they could play against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers that
creeped. Hold on. Mayor, what was that? Is that cheese whiz in the middle of the show?
Yeah, I don't have a hoagie, so I just, you know.
You're going to contaminate the fingerprints. All right, Aaron, I want to come back to you. Green Bay is your account. How big of a win was that for your Packers?
Well, according to the media, it's not that big of a deal. Remember that first game we lost? You all were writing me off saying I didn't care, the team didn't care. We go play the only undefeated team in the league. We're shorthanded, and we win. Right now, it's me and Tom Brady. Combined, we have 8 Super Bowl rings. Let's see somebody else try to match
that.
Right? Those are the 2 best teams in the NFC.
I'm not even going to think about the math on that one. It sounds right. Speaking of cheese, Mayor, you seem like you're into cheese. I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, well, this guy's a cheese because everyone thinks it's about the offense, but the defense from Green Bay is really good. Razzle Douglas wasn't on the team 22 days ago, and he was really good. You know, he wasn't really good when he played for the Birds, and the Birds play on a Sunday, and I don't know, what is our coach talking about? He's talking about flowers and fruits this week. I don't think we're going to win that game if our coach is going to keep talking like that.
Sunday. Kyrie, let's go to you. You've stolen your ankles, your fair share of ankles in your day, so how much concern do you have for Kyler's ankle?
I really don't have that much concern about Kyler's ankles. I mean, it's his health. Who knows his body better than him? You know, I mean, you just burn a little sage sometimes, and that'll help you get through the healing. And that's what I always try and do.
All right, crack in. Let's go to you. A little tougher to have a leg injury when you only got 2, right? Am I right? Your thoughts?
That's right, when I've got about 8 here. But I'm saying I'm just glad that I wasn't watching the Toronto Argonauts. I believe that, you know, occasionally if you're the Cardinals, ship happens. You just got to be aware of that. And
ship.
The game, as far as I was concerned, was exactly what it was quacked up to be. So that was the way I looked at it.
All right, moving on to baseball. Game 3 of the World Series tonight in Atlanta. Luis Garcia versus Ian Anderson. Who would you rather be? I know where I'd rather be. At the small spot between the men's and women's bathrooms at LaGuardia Airport. Most romantic place on earth. Best place for a marriage proposal. But I got lost here. What are we doing here? Baseball. Kraken. Who would you rather be for game 3? Astros or Braves?
I'd actually rather be the Pittsburgh Pirates, if you want to know. But since they're not in the actual game, I'm going with the Atlanta Braves. I think that they're absolutely going to win tonight, and you know what I gave you, Sarah, a couple
I'm
of
so days sorry. Ago. I'm so sorry. Who's Sarah? The Kraken has lost his mind. He's deep at sea.
Sarah,
what are we doing here?
Sarah is one of my children. That's Sarah, and that's Tony.
Okay, all right.
And they're here with me on the stage.
Some more Squid Games over there. Let's go to Mayor. Who would you rather be tonight?
It's a tougher choice than the Wawa hoagie menu, but you know, usually I don't trust that hot shot, the new hot shot that comes into town. But this Anderson kid, I got my eyes on you. I see you. I see that you have a higher strike rate than you did in the postseason, than you did in the regular season. You won 6 out of the 7 games you started so far. So I don't know if I trust him, but I got my eyes on him.
Kyrie, what are you looking for the answers in the New England Journal of Medicine for the baseball question? We're doing baseball, Kyrie. Who would you rather be?
Well, Tony, I've been doing my own research on baseball since I haven't been playing basketball, and I've been trying to figure out who's the better team here in the better situation. But you know what? I'm not really an advocate for either side here. I know that's what you want to do. Once again, you want to sow division and not unity in this very difficult time in this country, in this world. But I'm just not about that. I mean, I think both of these teams are fine.
More word salad from Kyrie. Okay, let's see if we can get a straight answer out of the New Yorker who's in Green Bay right now. Let's go to Aaron Rodgers. Who would you rather be?
Was that in the form of a question? The contestant responds in the form of
Jeopardy,
a question,
okay.
Reality. You don't know how to host a show. It's incredible.
Wow.
Here's the problem. The media is getting all over Alex Bregman. because the media has never played. They've never faced a pitch in their life, just like they went after me after the first game. I'd rather be the Astros because they've been knocking the cover off the baseball, and one of their best players hasn't done anything so far in the World Series. 0 for 7, 3 Ks.
Leave it to Aaron Rodgers to always know which players aren't doing enough. Kyrie, let's get back to you. What do you think the X factor is for the upcoming games in Atlanta?
Well, I really think the X factor is going to be Mr. Garcia on the mound. If you remember, his brilliant manager, Dusty Baker, moved him up a game just for this opportunity. And then the other thing is, you know, they got that chop thing going on down there in Atlanta. You know about my heritage. Shout out to the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. And that's not a really good look right now. So I've got to go with the Astros.
All right. X factor for you, Almer, over there.
Tone, the Astros, they got a situation in the outfield because they got a lot of guys hitting real well, but the DH situation, they got to figure that out. And I trust me to figure it out. I don't know if I trust their manager, but I know going to Atlanta, it's a small community. In small towns, a lot of things can happen.
Mayor, I'm a little concerned. It's been about a year since you solved anything, right? People are talking. It might be time.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Kraken, I know you're water-based. But your friend Woody Page has given out a few diamonds in his day. Three, I want to say. So you know something about baseball. What's your V factor this weekend?
It's the designated hitter. There will be none for the Astros. I think the Braves got away with what they wanted to by splitting the series in Houston. But we got a situation tonight where Tucker has to play in center field. And he's only played the equivalent of 28 innings out there. That, to me, is going to be the X factor, not having a DH and having a center fielder who has rarely played in that position this year.
Wow, podcast underwater. The ESPN app technology is off the charts. There's your horn. Buy or sell, coming up next. But first, let's look back at some of my favorite Halloween costumes of years past. And by the way, what kind of delinquent producers neglected to put Sarah Spain in the Halloween episode this year?
She's the worst.
I had to break up with Eddie Vedder in the 70s. He dedicated that tune to David Ross instead of me. What a wanker. And here comes another win, boys. Duval!
Look at that chest. It's unbelievable.
Fantastically tantalized by the idea of seeing this Bebe understudy DJ Ogunwanalele.
Who's been better? You know, when people ask me who my favorite panelist is, I always say Sarah Spain.
Yeah, no kidding.
Calamari.
Vision. From Chicago, loser.
Demonizing people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Showdown time! And we got to make it quick. That airport sushi I had for lunch, oh boy, okay. Number 6, Michigan at number 8, Michigan State on Saturday. Oh, man, Manischewitz. This is a big one. Clearly just an appetizer before the big Fordham Holy Cross game in a few weeks, though. Mayor, tomorrow they face off. Michigan, Michigan State. Who is the better undefeated team?
Here's what I know. If you look at anyone long enough, you're going to find their blemishes. You just got to dig. Both of these teams, they've got blemishes. So, you know, I haven't done a lot of research. I've got this new jokester from the county office as my partner I've got to deal with, but go with the home team.
The home team. Kyrie.
Well, I hate that you have to divide the entire state of Michigan, but it's got to be Michigan State because my boy Draymond Green, just like me, we know about the earth being flat. We are voices for the voiceless.
Okay, that is a mute for the muteless. And we're going to go ahead and give the points to Emma, Mayor of Easttown. Let's get to showdown number 2. Warriors and Bulls lost for the first time last night, leaving the Utah Jazz as the only unbeaten team in the NBA. Now, Kyrie, I'm sure it hurts to see all the fun on the court, but I know you've been watching a lot of league pass at home, so who's the best team you've seen so far?
Well, the best team that I've seen so far is a team that's missing me. Come on, Tone. It's still the Brooklyn Nets. I want to get back there with my team, win a championship, play with my guys. Come on. We are the best team still.
How about you, Mayor?
Again, dealing with this jokester from the county office, maybe I'm overthinking it, but is it just me or did Ben Simmons murder the Sixers season?
He
just stuck a knife in there. He twisted around. He dropped the knife off at the Blue Root.
Okay, somehow we got a mute for both of our contestants. We killed the team and Kyrie. Promotion is the mating call of the mute button. We've got a winner, and it's Mayor of Easttown. 30 seconds to fix.
All right. I know a lot of people are curious what I've been up to since I solved my last case, and I'm just wanting to give you guys an update. I've been calling it to WIP to call about the birds. They've been sucking. I'm trying to figure out Gritty. Is he a good guy or a bad guy? I don't know. I've got to figure that out. I've been going to Nifty 50s. I like that spot. Also at Wawa, everyone talked about the hoagies, but their chicken bowl with rice, pretty good. And that's what I've been up to.
That's fantastic. You guys all crushed it. That's going to do it, folks.
I'm losing a lot of
thanks
football.
Thanks for coming
game.
Around. We're on a 71 and a half hour break. I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, I'm heading home, Antonella. Nella!